Vincentians were provided with tips on how to nurture their mental and physical well-being at a health symposium spearheaded by the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Teachers Cooperative Credit Union. A panel of expert doctors were on hand to provide information on how to achieve holistic wellness during the session held on Thursday. General practitioner Dr. Wayne Murray said it is critical that persons learn how to adopt a healthy lifestyle.
One has to learn how to live a good, healthy life with reference to your situation. And as a physician, we have to ensure that patients try to realize what is realistic. In many cases, people think that having good health is following a chart that was prepared in Scotland or the UK or Australia. And that's where people get it wrong. One has to understand the environment, where you live, what food you have that's available, what you can afford, and what you can continue doing over and over. And therefore, as a physician, persons who present with health issues are not just simply of a case of an infectious disease, possibly, or something which you can write a prescription and head back home. In a sense, physicians have to understand the circumstances of people.
Psychologist Dr. Giselle Miller underscored the importance of having support systems in place for persons who are ill.
When we think in terms of the patient, the support structure, the support system that is there, not just in terms of relationships and family and friends to be there, but the support financially. So when we think from a holistic standpoint and we want to look for the overall treatment process for this patient, sometimes patients will say that I can only prioritize what I can afford right now. So there are certain things I have to shelf. And you may find as well that whilst the doctors might prescribe a particular medication, a patient might say, look, you know, this is more generic. Let me go for the generic brand and not this particular brand that, you know, might be more effective. We have to also think in terms of even as Dr. Murray spoke about communication, the understanding that the patient has in terms of what is going on within them and how they can also be a part of their treatment process.
Meanwhile, urologist Dr. Deshong said he would like to see men taking better care of themselves.
80% of my patients are men, and most of them are over 50 years old. And I see a common trend in this country. Men do not take care of themselves. And that's not for not wanting to do it, but because it's not been prioritized. The single biggest reason that men do not take care of themselves is because of societal conditioning. To take care of yourself means you have to love yourself or value yourself. How many of us men from my generation and the generation before have been taught to value yourself? I've rarely seen a man with in his 50s with one problem. It's usually one plus one. The acute one, but the chronic underlying one that was undiagnosed because he's too busy working for everyone else apart from himself. That I find is the biggest impediment to healthcare in men. He doesn't want to know he has to slow down. He doesn't want to know that he can't provide. He doesn't want to know that he has to depend on others, especially a woman, to provide for him.
And Dr. Camille Nichols said women as caregivers put their health on the back burner.
I think for women, the biggest thing normally is embarrassment. And not only that, women don't take time for themselves. I hear Dr. Deshong about the men having to look after the women and the children, but I would say about 60% of Vincentians have a single person looking after them, and it's the women. And they have to look after the men. They have to look after the children. And because of that, the children and the men get priority. How many times the woman would have a plate of food? They're going to make sure that the kids get their food. The husband might get something or the partner. And they go without because they want to make sure that their children get everything. The problem that women have is that because they are prioritizing their children, they put their health on the back burner.
I'm Johnny Pistraker with today's special report.